Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Oh, we are in for a great show. Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Streamate.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Streamate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Streamate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin, I'm so excited for today's show. You ramped me all up for it last week, and I'm ready to hit it hard. Tell us what we're doing today.
Well, today, Andrea, I am going to, on the podcast, let you know my top 10 nude scenes of 2018. And, it's to the point now where I think last I checked, it was like 147 different shows across like 30-some platforms.
It's insane.
And it's kind of a joke to try to say, like, these are the 10 best, because if I did this list for you and then just made up the, like, 20 to 11 and just said that was the top 10, you'd be like, oh, my God, this is a fantastic list.
So right.
These are the ones that had a combination of celebrity and great nudity and shows you heard of, but there's so much. And I hate to say it, I'm just scratching the surface here, but what a great year in nudity. And we are not going to have, I don't foresee any bad years in nudity anymore, because of just, there's just so many places to find it. These lists are just so good. And
they're so good. Now, I have a question for you about this list, though, before I take a look at it. Is it TV? Is it movies? Is it a bit of
combination?
Both? Perfect. Yeah, so you really took the best of all platforms and put it into one list. I think that's magical.
Yeah,
I'm so
at
excited.
At this stage, it's silly to do TV versus movies, because in the end, it's all, at this point, you watch a TV show, you feel like you watched a movie, you know, they're that. TV shows now are like movies anyway. They're that good.
And the fact that now all these movie stars are doing TV shows. I mean,
there's ton of crossover.
Yeah, every great show has serious A-list stars. So it's really kind of cool the way TV has reshaped itself over the past, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years as far as star caliber on shows.
Well, when I launched Mr. Skin in 1999, 19 years ago, there were like four television shows that had nude scenes. Like, what did I say, 147 now?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the other thing is, in the 70s and 80s especially, if you were a movie star, you would never go on television. Television was below you, you know,
absolutely,
if you're a movie star. Now,
I'm not going on
now
that
there's
thing.
Big money in television. It's so well done, and
it's,
there's tons of crossover.
Work.
Yeah.
Like, as an actor, like, if you get locked into, let's say, 2 seasons of a show, you're like, okay, that's, you know, 13 times 2, that's 26 episodes of paid work. That's like 2 years. You do a movie, maybe you're shooting for a month, 2, maybe if it's a super huge production, 6 months, and then you're maybe not working at all for 3 years. And that can be really scary, even though you're making huge paychecks. It can be terrifying as an actor. So I think TV work is, people have really changed their opinion on it. And of course, it's still not guaranteed. You don't know if you're going to get renewed. But I love the way it's going, because I don't have to go to the theater now to see my favorite stars in action. And so many more are doing killer nudity nowadays. So I'm so amped to get into this list, if you can't tell by the excitement in my voice.
No, I got you. And listen, you bring up a good point. Most people don't even technically watch TV shows on TV anymore.
Right.
A lot of them just watch it online. So you watch movies online, you're watching television online. It's all the same. So anyway, so yes, you're right. So let's get down to the list. These are my pick for the top 10 nude scenes of 2018. And you could go to MrSkin.com. This is all free. If you want to check it out at our website, please stop by. But let me start with number 10, Andrea.
Sure.
It's from a movie that came out on February 9th of 2018. It's Dakota Johnson and 50 Shades Free.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Yeah, let me give you an interesting stat, and this will blow your mind.
Okay.
Did you know that 50 Shades Freed grossed worldwide $371 million?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just like theater tickets, or is that including like book sale? What are we talking here? Just the movie?
No, just the movie.
That's insane. $371
million.
Dude.
Which is so cool. And
that's
by
great.
The way, that 50 Shades Grey from 15 did way better than that. But,
still, that's impressive.
This franchise is over a $1 billion franchise.
Yeah.
They did 50 Shades Grey in 15, 50 Shades Darker in 17, and then 50 Shades Freed with Dakota Johnson, Jamie Dornan, and playing Christian Grey. She, of course, is Anastasia Steele. And, you know, what's so cool for me is the fact that this is an R-rated movie. It's about sex. Mm-hmm. It has tons of nudity, and it made a ton of money. That's a good thing. Nowadays, it seems it's the PG-13 movies that make all the money. So this was awesome that this movie did so well. And I get it. It's a lot of housewives that read the book went to see it, but
right.
Who cares? It had a ton of nudity. And by the way, Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson, from about the 4 minute mark to about the 44 minute mark of this movie was basically nude about six times. We chose a scene at the 44 minute mark where she has it's the bondage scene, but there's a ton of great nudity in this. But Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades Freed is our number 10 nude scene of the year.
Right on, man. And if that's 10, ooh, you got me jazzed for this list.
Yeah.
Jazz,
yeah.
Baby.
And so number nine, I'll tell you this. It's Paulina Gaetan in Diablo Guardian. Now, you're probably saying, what the hell is that movie? Or what is that? And it's a TV series. So Amazon Prime.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's their first. I'm pretty sure this is their first Spanish original programming they tried. And they went and got this Paulina Gaetan to star in it. And she is like... She looks like Salma Hayek huge natural boobs.
She does, and Salma Hayek has big boobs too. She does. She looks like a really young Salma Hayek.
Yeah, she's really gorgeous. She plays this woman bored with her life in Mexico, and she runs away to New York with this bag full of money. And this guy named Pig is a writer obsessed with finding a story worth telling. So he follows her as kind of her guardian devil, they call it. And Andrea, this season had so much nudity from this girl, and those are real. She was in the shower, she was in bed, and we just loved it. And I know that maybe with all the stuff out there that, you know, this doesn't have not as many people know about it, but trust me, Diablo Guardian is one of the best TV shows for nudity, and it's Amazon original programming. It's just their first Spanish it's like they did a Spanish language show for here in America, and it's fantastic.
I gotta say, I mean, I understand that this is on the list of the top 10 nude scenes, but is Paulina Gaetan, or however you say her name, is she going to be on any sort of list for like best boobs of the century?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're massive.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah,
they're
great.
Full.
Yeah.
They obviously swing by the look at them. Look of them rather. She's on the radar now. Radar.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll be keeping track of this series, but that was our number nine nude scene of the year. And she was naked in so many different episodes. We could have chose
any
bunch of different.
Yeah,
it was great. But
that's excellent.
Yeah, Andrea, you'll love. You're gonna have to go to our site and look at the sweat on her boobs too. It's awesome.
Dude,
so anyway,
I love boobs. I know we could talk about her for an entire show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. So back on. Number eight here, back on August 31st, Amazon Prime released Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. And I remember in September when I was on radio shows, I had a lot of DJs asking me, and a lot of people dug this because John Krasinski, who plays Jim on the television show The Office, is Jack Ryan in this. And this series had a lot of good nude scenes. We especially liked season one, episode two with Dina Shahabi, who plays Ali Solomon, the wife of an Islamic terrorist. But look at this scene in the bedroom. She has a great full butt. It's a really nice, long scene. But anyway, it's the name of the show is Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and we're big Dina Shahabi fans after seeing this.
Oh, totally. And it's so funny because I was having a really hard time buying, you know, I forgot his name, John, whatever, as the lead of Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yes. Like, that's interesting. Some people did. Yeah,
I had a really hard time. I mean, eventually, you know, halfway through the season, I was like, okay, he's now ingratiated in my mind as this character. But I really had a hard time. But it was so good because then, even though I was distracted by him, because, you know, he's typecast in my mind as someone else. Seeing Dina, like, just get out of her, you know, traditional clothing as her character on the show and show this full nudity and this great butt. Who knew she had an ass interesting. Like that?
Yeah. So,
and the butt dimples. You know, I love the butt dimples.
And she's, I guess she's of Saudi descent. Yeah. She grew up in Dubai. And, so it's probably not...
It's shocking. It was shocking.
Yeah, it's probably shocking. And, by the way, Abby Cornish and Cynthia Preston were also nude in the series with John Krasinski. So, check it out. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. Dina Shihabi, our number 8 nude scene of the year. That great sex scene from that. Now, number 7, Andrea, is Addison Timlin in a movie called Submission, which was released in theaters on March 2nd. And here's, when I read this little byline of a movie, I'm pretty interested in something like this. Stanley Tucci plays a professor who takes a special liking to one of his students, and it ends in a, of course, they hook up. But what's great about this scene with Addison Timlin, it goes on for 3 full minutes. He undresses her. She's completely naked. They go at it really good. And you might remember her. She was in season 4 of Californication. She had an affair with David Duchovny when they were doing a movie about his life. And she flashed boobs in the first, like at the table read. And I was like, who is this gorgeous girl? She did a bunch of nude scenes in that season of Californication. But she showed up here in 2018. And just, I think she's 27 now. And just looks fantastic. And like I said, one of the things we loved about this scene is not only is she gorgeous, not only does she get completely naked, but it lasts for 3 minutes with her and Stanley Tucci.
I mean, we've talked about this scene. And I remember when we first discussed it on the show, I was blown away. Because, yeah, the longevity of the scene, her, the whole context, it's just, it's so erotic on so many levels. And, of course, she's got a killer bod, great boobies, and I'm all about it. So, love, love, love that this is number 7, and I completely agree with you.
Yeah, it's really great. So number 6 on the best nude scenes of 2018 is India Isley in Look Away. Mm-hmm. And Andrea, so there was a show, she's probably best known, by the way, she's gorgeous, so let me start with that. She's 25 years old, gorgeous girl.
25
she's best known.
Looks like not even 18, but we'll say 18 sake of legality, but she does not look 25, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, she has a very innocent look, but she's best known for playing Ashley Juergens on the ABC Family TV series, The Secret Life of the American Teenager. And speaking of Juergens, this scene at the hour and 32 minute mark, at the hour and 32 minute mark where she goes full frontal was just another spectacular moment in movie nudity. And we have it as number 6 on our thing. And this was her... her nude debut, and what a debut. And by the way, in this scene, her father, who's a plastic surgeon, she is nude in front of her father. It's a crazy horror movie type scene.
Yeah,
but
it sounds creepy.
She looks great. Yeah, yeah. But it's an amazing nude scene.
There's something about her. I don't know what it is. She reminds me of like a porcelain doll. Like she's so delicate, like you said, innocent. Yeah. And to see her naked is just so shocking because it's just so unexpected. And I think that's why I love this scene so much, because it was shocking.
Yeah,
to say the least.
No, it's great.
Yeah,
and she looks. Yeah,
and
she's
amazing,
beautiful.
And she's banging. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because she's from an ABC Family TV series, and then all of a sudden shows up and does this full frontal. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that was number 6. And actually, speaking of ABC Family TV series, our next one, number 5, is Lucy Hale in a movie called Dude. And Andrea, there was a show called Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family.
Oh, yes.
And Lucy Hale played Aria Montgomery. And for the last, like, probably 5 or 6 years, people have been asking me, has Aria Montgomery from Pretty Little Liars, Lucy Hale, ever done a nude scene? And I'd say no, but hopefully someday. Well, Dude is this movie about these teen gal pals who graduate high school. And all hail Lucy Hale, because at the 46-minute mark, she has a really good sex scene. I think they both go down on each other in the scene. And
dude, look at those nips, though. I'm saying, I know,
she's another one on the all nips. Yeah, like she's another one on my all nip team.
Who
yeah.
knew she had big fat nips like that?
Yeah, they're spectacular. They Again, I keep good. Using spectacular and amazing, but it's fitting. I can't
Skin?
Help myself.
What
yeah.
else? What other adjectives can we come up with? I mean, they're yeah. that good. They're
well, listen,
spectacular.
When you're from ABC Family and then you do R-rated nudity, that's a good thing. It's like the Anne Hathaway effect, where you're yes. like a Disney girl and then you do R-rated nudity. It's pretty
and
cool.
And that parallel, too, because when Anne Hathaway surprised us with her nudity, she had massive nips, too.
Yeah. It must be a Disney thing. They
it
look for nips.
It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They keep them cold over there or something, because those nips are out and hard.
Yeah. Walt mm-hmm. Nipsey.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, that was number 5 on the list of the best nude scenes of 2018. Now, number 4 was another great long nude scene,
Ooh,
which I loved,
four.
Which
number
is
four.
Betty Gilpin on the Netflix wrestling about the 80s wrestling club in the in LA called Glow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the season 1, episode 1 of this last year, Allison Brie made her nude debut, and it was a great nude scene in the locker room. And she's best known, you know, from Community and Mad Men. She was Peter Campbell's wife. So that was kind of a big deal that she made her nude debut. But mm-hmm. In season 2, episode 7, Betty Gilpin.
Dude, Betty Gilpin.
Yeah, who plays Debbie Egan mm-hmm. on the show Liberty Bell. And like I said, this Glow is about an 80s wrestling TV series, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which was a big deal when I was growing up. And it's a really fun show. And this is the second season in a row we've had a nude scene from Glow that made our top 10. And Betty Gilpin's in the shower in this. It's in the 7th episode of season 2. And it's a great scene. You might remember her. She was also on that show, Nurse Jackie. Mm-hmm. She played Dr. Carrie Ronan. And she did a great nude scene in Nurse Jackie. But I really love this because on Nurse Jackie, she showed boobs. But here she's completely naked. And it's number 4 on our best nude scenes of the year.
And she really has one of the best bods in the game. I know yeah. when we first discussed this, I was like, you know, oh my gosh, I think her butt might be fake. Da, 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 da. And I'm blown away. Because I don't know anymore.
yeah, I know.
And it doesn't
know.
Even matter.
It's hard to tell what's going
she's,
on.
She's a killer actress. She's absolutely beautiful. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not really blown yeah. away by too many people's faces, and she's really gorgeous. And her boobs are immaculate. Her butt is immaculate. I love seeing her in all the little tiny wrestling outfits and costumes, and I can't get enough Betty Gilpin in my life. She's the reason I started watching Glow, straight up.
Yeah, no, it's obsessed. Cool. You got me all last week when you got me on these butt implants. Now you got me.
Sorry.
I can't start doubting butts, Andrew. I can't start doubting butts.
Well,
so you got
to. I don't really want you to. I just got to keep it real. But I mean, I think for the fantasy, keep the illusion alive. But me, you know, I don't know if you know this about me. I used to want to be a reconstructive plastic surgeon. That's why I became a biology major when I went to college. I was going to do pre-med and then go to med school. Obviously, my career took a very drastic left turn.
You but, think?
Yeah, I definitely think. So it's like I just kind of have an eye trained to what may or may not be enhanced, not out of judgment, just because that's what I wanted to do.
So. Yeah, well, you have an eye for it because you see things that I don't see when it comes to implants, as far especially with the butt. Like I just haven't been trained growing up to even think that someone has a fake butt.
Well, it's
you know
a, it's a
saying?
New phenomenon, and I've had the opportunity to interview some of the best plastic surgeons who actually, you know, put the patent on these procedures, like the S-curve yeah. and the Brazilian butt lift and all these things. So I feel like I just understand it a little bit more, so I'm able to see it. But I did not mean to burst the illusion for you. I'm sorry.
Well, no, and you're not saying Betty Gilpin is a fake butt. You're just saying that it's so good that she's probably
yes.
She's so good that it should be fake.
It could,
you're saying,
it should
so,
be,
yeah.
but if I don't think it is anymore. I no. think she's okay. just perfect.
All right, no, I got you. I'm with you. So that I loved it so much. I put it number four on my list. So best nude scenes of the year. This is going to go down, in my opinion, as the best lesbian scene.
Yeah,
the best lesbian scene of 2018, which is Michelle Prada and Michelle Badillo on the television show Vida, which is a star series about two Mexican-American sisters from the east side of L.A., and they return back to where they grew up. And they're very different. One happens to be a lesbian, as you can see here, and one is into dudes.
I was going to say, that isn't the sisters' face riding each other, is it?
No, okay. No. There was a little confusion on that earlier in the week, but no, these are not sisters. This is but here's the thing: is this, first of all, it's such a hot scene.
Dude.
Both girls are gorgeous. They get completely naked, but Michelle Prada sits on Michelle Badillo's face, and we're in the golden age of nudity. The Stars Network. She's face sitting.
She's
on a totally naked actress.
I know. And it's like, let's just say, obviously, for the sake of entertainment, it's so good to watch. But can you imagine being that actress who's getting sat on? Like,
and she's completely nude. So her bush is showing.
It's epic. Epic.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah, it really is. And this show had a ton of, by the way, it had a ton of great nude scenes. It wasn't just this scene in particular, but I love it. So it came in at number three, but you have to check it out. Front page of our website, this whole list, but this scene in particular, I really, really love. So anyway, let me get to the number two. Nude scene of 2018. We're doing the top 10 nude scenes of the year. And number two is Gechen Lachman, a Netflix series called Altered Carbon. It's set in this dystopian
future, right? Or something?
Yeah, this future.
Dystopia for sure.
Dystopian future where people can get their consciousness transferred into human surrogates. There's a big following of this show. It did real well when it came.
I can't wait. If there's another season coming up, I'm anxiously awaiting.
Yeah, word on the street is it's coming out again. But what also blew us away was we thought that, you know, we're still going to do the final tallies here, but this is right up there with The Deuce as far as one of the shows for the best nudity. And this particular scene in episode 8 where Gechen Lachman is walking towards the woman with the gun completely naked is just, to me, the best nude scene of many, many, many great nude scenes from Altered Carbon. And you might also remember her. She was in Animal Kingdom this season.
Yes.
And did some nice nudity, great butt. And in this case, she's full frontal. But Andrew, you watch the show. You know it's pretty crazy when it comes to nudity, this show.
It's insane on every level. And, you know, I wasn't even sure I liked this actress so much. I was very confused by her. I was like, are you sexy? Are you not sexy? You know what I mean? Because she has such just a very unique look that I'm not used to. She's sexy as all hell. Let's be real. And she's...
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that she's such a badass in the show, it's so hot. Like, you know, she's a little bit of a two-faced as far as character-wise, but she's a badass, and she gets fully naked. You know? I love that. I love it. I'm not trying to hide a damn thing.
She was born in Kathmandu, so that's pretty... She's... there's
awesome.
Something... Yeah, it's pretty,
Nepalese,
very sexy.
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
She's a Nepalese, yes. So anyway... Gechen Lachman in Altered Carbon is my number two nude scene of the year. So really good stuff. But first, Andrew, my number one of all the celebrity nude scenes, of all the shows, of everything I saw this year, without question, this was number one for a number of reasons. Probably number one is because it featured the new Angelina Jolie of our generation, the A-list biggest blockbuster babe out there. It's Jennifer Lawrence in Red Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, she's A-list as it gets these days, her movies are killing it. Hunger Games, X-Men. She won an Oscar when she was only 22 years old for Silver Linings Playbook. She is at the top of her game. And to do this movie, in this scene, in the movie, she plays a Russian ballerina who gets recruited by a secret government agency to become a super spy. Mm. And this was a big budget, modern throwback. Yeah. It was like a throwback to 70s exploitation movies.
Yeah,
and,
man.
It really blew my mind that Jennifer Lawrence, who had done a very brief, side nude scene, in a movie, the year before, did this nude scene because
she doesn't
this
have
truly,
to, you know?
Yeah. And she doesn't have to. And she came out and did, she came out and did this, scene in front of a, like, this is a class of other, sparrows, other people that are trying to be super spies. She's right in the front of the class, stripped off completely nude, all her clothes, and had sex with this guy. Very, very graphic nude scene from Jennifer Lawrence, and really great on so many levels. And my number one celebrity nude scene of the year.
It doesn't get better than Jennifer Lawrence. It doesn't get better when it comes to the type of nudity she did in this movie. I could not agree with you more. I couldn't think of any one or any other film that I would put at the top. It doesn't get bigger than Jennifer Lawrence, and she just went for the gold. Like you said, the nudity factor, but also the graphic nature of the scene. And it wasn't just that scene where she got, naughty and especially sexy at the very least in that film. So if you haven't seen it, you don't need to. Just go to MrSkin.com to see the good
stuff. Yeah, it's really great, and to see it in a big movie like this was even more shocking.
Massive.
So anyway,
it's not some indie thing she did for fun. It's at Sundance. This is like, blockbuster. So really good stuff.
No, so Jennifer Lawrence in Red Sparrow, my number one nude scene of the year. And so you see it, Andrew. And I mean, so many movies. I didn't even get The Deuce with Emily Mead didn't make the list. Chloe Sevigny and Kristen Stewart and Lizzie didn't make it. Kelly Riley and Yellowstone on the Paramount Network, that easily could have been on anyone's list. And I get it. It's just, there's just so much out there, but at some point I got to make the call. What's the top 10 of the year? But it was just another great year of nudity, and it's just hard to narrow it down.
What a great problem to have.
Yeah, but this is my most right. This is my most skintastic, and I love the list. It was another great year of nudity.
No, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm so in alignment with you on all these picks. I'm blown away, and you introduced me to a couple of things I wasn't too familiar with, and then reintroduced me to some major winners of the past year. I am just geared up now for the Anatomy Awards. Like, that's all this is doing. It's ramping me up.
Yeah, it's fun because we have a little Anatomy Awards channel, and every day I'm seeing new stuff come in, and guys are saying, hey, I proposed this for the Anatomy Awards. We're building our folder up very nicely for the 2019, our 20th anniversary of the Anatomy Awards.
Crazy.
So, yeah, it'll be crazy.
It's epic, Skin. Well, you've done it again. Episode 127 was the top 10 nude scenes of 2018. So good. I'm so excited. And you took it down, man, once again.
My pleasure, Andrew.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Take care.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.